Norna, Maktenu, Maktenu, Maktenu. Tisna parnik talkalar, Nakotikadak snirlar. Ordinsmerna, Maktenu, Ir Maktenu, Mikna, Nadjepnu. Ordinsmerna, Maktenu, Isna, Nadjepnu.
Gliding through the ceiling, what strange things I see below. Cars are waiting, windshields wiping, nowhere left to go. Car along the highway, or whether you're at home sitting by the radio, or whether you're having one of the meals, or whether you're by the TV set, let everyone sing about those melting ice caps, how they're coming down into the sea, and let us all have a swimming time as we sing.
All right, both together. Very good. All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good week, whatever. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing. This is your old pal KBC with you at the Bit Slap in your ear for another hour or so. Started with the Q5 piano song from Spike Milligan. It was, I guess, the theme to a 1969 TV show called Q5. Oddly enough, Q4 was taken. That was what they used to call the Queen Elizabeth II while they were building it over there. I don't know. That was a big influence on people like Monty Python, etc. After that, the other side from Tiny Tim, his first album. Tiny died, as you know, in 1996, leaving us to clean up. Best known probably for marrying Miss Vicki Budinger on The Tonight Show in 1969, one of the biggest audiences ever up to that time. They were divorced in 1972. She went on to remarry her high school sweetheart, and they live happily ever after in Tennessee somewhere. And we're going to leave her alone. Following that, the Android Sisters, and Android Sisters took their name from the Philip K. Dick novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? And they were Ruth Malachek and Valeria Vasilevsky. Okay, I hope I'm pronouncing those right. After that, Welcome to Windows from Jim from Seattle. Jim was Jim Owen, worked for Microsoft, and hopefully constructed that on a laptop and a piano at work on company time. He says he arranged it for orchestra, but there's no recordings to prove it, so I don't know. I don't believe him. He works for Microsoft. What does he know? And if you're like me, you were jumping around nervously when those little error sounds went off. If you're a Mac user, you don't know what we're talking about, so just go back to sleep. Okay, KBC here. Like I said, if you want to contact me, it's kbcradio@hotmail.com, and it's my job here to keep you guessing. So guess about what's coming next. Think about it for a second. Be back soon.
Ed Roll to me on the record. Come to the... Where's the damn paper?
Just a minute, just a minute. Folks, make sure you ain't using a blunt needle. Last week I got badly scratched on my turntable. And can you think of a worse place to get scratched? All right, let me have that music. It's a never, never land with a numpty, tumpty band playing ooh-la, ooh-la, ooh-la. Everybody's in the band in the never, never land playing ooh-la, ooh-la, ooh-la. You can jump across the moonbeams. You can swing upon a star. You can even sit on rainbow shouting, ha, 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 ha. It's a never, never land. What a numpty, tumpty band playing ooh-la, ooh-la, ooh-la for you. This is Peter Sellers doing an impression of Jimmy Durante, doing an impression of me. All you gotta do is guess who I am and let me know, cause I'm getting worried. And now may I introduce Fred Crink, the singing undertaker. All right, Fred, let him have it.
You can jump across the moonbeams, you can swing upon a star. You can even sit on rainbows, shouting hoolahs from afar. It's a never, never land with an umpty-tumpty band playing hoola, hoola, hoola for you.
That's enough, Fred. On with your wooden overcoat and go. And now, folks, a surprise.
It's a never, never land with an umpty-tumpty band playing hoola, hoola, hoola. Everybody's in the band in the never, never land playing hoola, hoola, hoola. You can crash the great big cymbal, you can bang the big bass drum, you can be a pipe, pipe, piper if you don't fall on your drum.
It's a never, never land with an umpty-tumpty band playing hoola, hoola, hoola.
Should have been a long playing record. Going round on these 78s makes me dizzy.
Saturday night and I got a frantic date. It's the only night my chick can stay out late. We're gonna wheel on out to the Sunset Strip. There's a spot out there where all the cats flip. A sax man there that wails the most. He's known as Daddy-O, coast to coast. Once he starts grooving with that crazy beat, he'll have you rocking right off your seat. This place has atmosphere like no hut has. The coffee's hot, but man, they cool the jazz. The room is dark, but we've all seen the light. This trip to Moonville is a real gone sight. You just take it slow when the music ends. If you drop to earth too fast, you get the bends. You've never been, you just haven't made the trip. You spent a Saturday night on Sunset Strip. Baby, this is the only way to fly.
Christmas Eve, the 24th. You want to know what happens in my house? Well, check this out. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the casa, not a creature was stirring. I was wondering, ¿qué pasa? Los niños were all tucked away in their camas. Some in long underwear, some in pajamas. They hung up their stockings with anticipation and prayed to old Santa, please don't be on vacation. But they waited for hours. They tried to stay quiet, but Santa was late. It turned into a riot. Told them Saint Nick keeps a list of los malos. Stop fighting, stop yelling, I warned Juan and Carlos. The bad ones get nada, I said with conviction. But somehow they knew the old man was full of fiction. As soon as they fell asleep, I got busy. I climbed on the roof, but I got nauseous and dizzy. My reindeer were fake, my sleigh was bogus. I was hoping the niños wouldn't even notice.
It's the night.
I'm trying.
Before Christmas, you're crazy.
I'm loco.
Waiting for the man.
The Toys R Us boxes are piled in the closet. So under each stocking I made my deposit. The trucks and the bicycles, Barbie muy grande. I'll pay for it all maybe 2 years from Monday.
That's right, yo. Well, I love mi familia. The kids, the two dogs, and my good woman Celia. It's like one in the morning.
Okay.
We're making passionate love, and there wasn't no warning. Next day, kid said it's all mommy doing stuff. With the big fat man, no comment. I'm back up the ladder. I'm a Latino Santa. Yo, does it matter? Gotta get moving. Everybody waiting. Now is the time I better be saying. Come Pepe, Pedro, Luz, and Lazaro. Reindeer, vamos, fly like an arrow. Feliz Navidad to the whole damn neighborhood. Peace on earth is my wish. Let the new year be good.
It's the night.
That's right.
You gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you.
pieces. Now, how'd you do? And then Alfie threw you down a flight of stairs and broke both your legs. Well, don't come running to me. Well, hooray and hallelujah. Well, you had it coming to you. Well, jolly jolly for him. And goody goody for me. All those nights I cried when you went and hurt my pride. And I hope you'll say bye, you rascal, you.
I didn't mean it when I said I hope the cable in the elevator snaps when you step on board. And I was joking when I said I hope you crack your head and get mangled by the downstairs revolving doors. And I was kidding when I said I hope the number 103 bus hits and makes a pancake out of you. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Isn't it amazing what a woman in love will do? And I really don't want to see your taxi on the 59th Street Bridge flip over and crash through the rail. And I'd feel bad if at the airport you were mistaken for a local sex offender, arrested, beaten up and thrown in jail. And I really don't want to see you getting radiation poisoning from the metal detector that all passengers on foreign and domestic flights must walk through. I'm sorry, forgive me for all the mean things I said to you. You thought I didn't have a temper. Ha, 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 ha. But I really don't want to see you dismembered by the marijuana-sniffing dogs when a simple little nipping would suffice. And I'm sorry that I said I hope the plane explodes in midair as it carries you away from me. And I'm sorry that I said I hope you break both legs on the mountain while you ski. And I'm sorry for all the nasty things I said about your mother, even though we both know they're true. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm swallowing my pride. I'd feel so guilty if you died. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm still mad at you.
Mother said that I never should play with the naughty, rude girls in the wood. Their giggling talk I could never understand, and that's why I fell in love with my right hand. And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud. I was 25 years old before I was kissed, and then I found that I preferred a swift one off the wrist. It's cheap and convenient, you can't catch BD. It's available at any time, and it's absolutely free. And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud. Oh, Mrs. Palm and your five lovely daughters, thank you for having me and being oh so kind. I've got pains in my arms and my dong is growing shorter. My knees have turned to water and I think I'm going blind. I've wanked over Italy, I've wanked over Spain, I've wanked in an omnibus, I've even had a wank in a train. I've used a badger and a melon and a cat, an inflatable Linda Lovelace and a Davy Crockett hat. And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud. Here, listen! Oh, Mrs. Palm and your fire. lovely daughters. Thank you for having me and being oh so kind. I've got pains in my arms and my donkey's getting shorter. My knees have turned to water and I think I'm going blind. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and he's always pulling his pud. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and he's always pulling his pud. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and it does him good like it bloody well should. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and he's always pulling his pud. He's a wanker,
I'm a wanker,
he's a wanker,
I'm a wanker,
and it does him good like it bloody well should. He's a wanker.
Package for Mr. Nerdburger.
That's me. Thank you very much.
Well, I saw her in a dirty magazine. The finest girl that I'd ever seen. The sensual, soft, and built so fine. Charged on my credit card, now she's all mine. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll be my inflatable party doll. And I'll make love to you. I'll make love to you. Now I bought me a party doll to be with me when I'm all alone. She never fusses or acts real cold, even when I dress her like a 10-year-old. Come along and be my party doll. I come along and be my party doll. I'll be my inflatable party doll. And I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Every man has gotta have a party doll, cause they will never turn you down. They'll be ever loving, true and fair. Use her and abuse her, she won't care. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll be my inflatable party doll. And I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you.
You sure look pretty tonight. Can I get you another drink? Why, I sure love your new hairdo. And you know that dress is real sharp on you. Why don't you slide over here a little closer and let me dim the lights?
Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll be my inflatable party doll. And I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you.
Hey, I spent my hard-earned cash for this thing. Why, this is an outrage. Now what am I gonna do with this black lace, knighted, and Girl Scout uniform? And who am I gonna take to Las Vegas next month? Well, I want my money back. What am I gonna do here with this shriveled up piece of plastic? Why, I'll cancel my subscription to Playdoll magazine. That's what I'll do. Yeah, I mean, I am really mad. I mean, I am pissed. I'm absolutely...
Hey, nar, would one fine morning I spy the lass there with a mopperty dolly king number dumbed eye. She asked I the right way to muck bottom fair, and I up and I showed her the way. Oh, yarrow, 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 I showed her the way. And I, that's the way. Oh, I warn ye young maidens, beware of the fair. If ye don't know the way, well, you'll find me right there. For the happiest times of my life, I dare say, I've had showing young maidens the way. Oh, yarrow,
Well, you all recognize... You all recognize that... It was from the series called... Welsh and Spanish.
All right, please take your seats, get out your notebooks, smoke them if you got them. And pay attention, because I'm not going to go through this again. Got it? We heard from Spike Milligan again, the Q8 theme, presumably the theme to the Q8 show. After that, the Peter Sellers' Never Never Land, popular song with the kiddies back in the 50s. Fiddle Biddly Baby was the Schooners, one of those garage bands I can tell you nothing about. I did try to find something, but I didn't. After that, Mr. Ed Cookie Burns, Saturday Night on Sunset Strip. Cookie's real name was Edward Byrne Breitenberger. And, of course, he was a regular in the show 77 Sunset Strip. He played the guy with the comb. But did you know that in the original pilot for that show, Cookie was actually a serial killer character, complete with comb, and was to be executed on the show? But he turned out to be so popular, they brought him back. Another thing about Cookie, he was originally going to be the host of Wheel of Fortune, not Pat Sajak. And something else you didn't know, Vanna White was not there in the beginning. It was a woman named Susan Stafford, who was married to Dick Ebersole. Was the page-turning gal in the beginning. What you can find out on Google. After that, The Night Before Christmas from Mr. John Leguizamo. Found nothing about that. Goody Goody from Larry Storch. I did find out about Larry. Larry was a man of many talents. Was an impressionist. He did stand-up comedy. He did a lot of voiceovers in cartoons and commercials. And, of course, he was best known as Corporal Agarn in the series F-Troop. This came off an album called I'm Walkin'. I think he actually did two albums. And Larry was born on my birthday in 1923, January 8th. Following that, Ivor Biggin and the Red-Nosed Burglars, I'm a Wanker. And that was his first single of many, many, many singles, all of which were pretty much filthy and could not be played in polite society. But here in the podcast world, anything goes. His latest was something called Fruity Bits. It was a kind of a greatest hits of Ivor Biggin, and that came out in 2006. So after this is over, you can go get that if you'd like. Following that, Big Daddy and Party Doll, remake of a Buddy Knox song. Big Daddy was a band that started in about 1979, doing parody and satire versions of songs. Later, they gravitated towards doing songs up as in the 50s, kind of doo-wop style. And if you can, you should check out their version of Sgt. Pepper. It's pretty cool. Following that, another one from Peter Sellers, Showing Young Maidens the Way. again from his box set. And then we did a reprise version of Spike's Q8 theme. All right, that brings us up to where we are. And you're on the BitSlap with KBC. And we will continue with more stuff that you would not look for yourself. And again, if you want to contact me, it's kbcradio@hotmail.com. And if you do hear a hum, it's because of something in one of my machines here. It's not something you're doing, and I will endeavor to solve the problem. Until then, please live with it, and it won't be so bad. Sorry. Back in a minute.
Your favorite flavor?
I choose strawberry.
Hey, What's your favorite color?
You mean like between black and white where all the colors are? That's a hard one. Never really thought about that now. Give me a clue.
Hey, Jill, can you whistle?
Do I need to?
Hey, Jill, if you're a go-go dancer, what do you call that dance?
Don't be silly. I'm liberated now. I can call it whatever I want.
Hey, Jill, if you could be drafted, what then?
I thought only boys got to bring their draft cards. I'm not a boy.
Hey, Jill, if you had it to do all over again, what would you change?
Let me think.
Hey, Jill, what's the meaning of life?
Well, it's not really the generalization that comes from an all-encompassing perception of what is thought to be known. Rather, it seems to be an individual's relative perception of details. Let me explain it logically. If I am thinking of something, say A, then my attention is directed at A. It is A which is the intentional object. My attention is obviously not directed at my thinking of A. When I am thinking of A, it is not my thinking of A which is the intentional object, but as already mentioned, A. If the intentional object was my thinking of A, I would not be thinking of A, but be thinking of my thinking of A, which means that I am not thinking of A at all. Without concepts, we would not have any concepts. Nothing we could think of or doubt.
Nation of assholes, nation of assholes. I live in a country that's a nation of assholes. Idiots and morons, shitheads and jerks. I'm always amazed at anything still works. Flag waving dickheads all up in my face, spouting their bullshit all over the place. I try to ignore them, I try to buck up, but now I just wish that they would shut the fuck up. The oil cartels raise the prices because of these assholes and their damn assholes. With all the pollution and the prices of gas, it all goes down. They've got their heads up their assholes. September 11th hit us like a bomb. Osama attacked us, so we captured Saddam. The Iraq occupation makes my teeth gnash, cause it's not about freedom, it's all about cash. Nation of assholes, nation of assholes. We live in a country that's a nation of assholes. Wishing and hoping against all my fears that they elected a sphincter with ears twice.
These are my people, finest in the land. These are my people, gee, but they are grand. With head held high,
sick, pitiful bunch. There they go a-marching by, the crowd like Omar Kula cutting up, with a bull ring in his ear. There's Elsie Crack, hair down her back, but none upon her head. There's Grandpa Smut, he's such a nut, I swear I thought he was dead. There's Wallace Fine, just fell in line, and the girls are going mad. He's throwing kisses left and right, riding piggyback on Dad. There's Leonard Box, just like an ox, with muscles bulging out. And Grandpa August, ride a hog to try to save his gout. There's Ludlow Bean, just chosen queen of Winnemuck, Nevada. He's awfully cute in one-piece suit, no other could look better. So there they go, a-marching past the town square and the steeple. They may look quaint, don't say they ain't, but
these are my people, finest in the land. These are my people, gee, but they are grand. With head held high and steps so firm, I really must confess. A most sick, miserable mess. These are my people.
One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. There's an American flag on the moon tonight, flying red and blue and white. There's an American flag waving on the moon, waving on the moon tonight. There's an American flag, can't you see, sitting on the Sea of Tranquility. There's an American flag waving on the moon, waving on the moon tonight. I'm not a bit neurotic, not a bit psychotic, oh no, no, I'm only patriotic. Gloriowski, what a kick, I'm a luna, una, luna, una, lunatic. It's an American moon, if you please, refer to it now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way. Hey, Apollo 11 delivered our heavenly right to say, the man in the moon is a citizen of the USA. Stand up and on first, who's on third?
Who has the very last word?
May the moon, what comes next?
Put your money on the New York Mets!
Girl United, all moonlighted, aren't you proud to say?
Hey, there's an American flag on the moon tonight, flying red and blue and white, and an American flag waving on the moon, waving on the moon tonight!
You bet!
There's an American flag, can't you see?
Neurotic, not a bit psychotic.
Oh, no, no!
I'm only patriotic. Glorioski, what a kick. I'm a luna,
Ona,
luna,
Ona,
lunatic.
It's an American moon, if you please. Refer to it now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way.
Apollo.
4, 5, 6.
Apollo.
7, 8, 9.
Apollo.
10, 11, 12.
Apollo.
13, 14, 15.
Apollo.
16, 17, 18.
Apollo.
19, 69. Stop. Woo! Luna, Luna, la di da.
La di da.
Luna, Luna, la la la.
Ha la ha.
Luna, Luna, la di da.
La
ha. Luna, Luna, ha ha ha. Luna, Luna, la la la. Luna, Luna, la la la. Luna, Luna, la di da. Luna, Luna, la di da.
must be the best, because man walked on the moon and the whole world confessed.
Among the constellations of today, Big Dipper, Little Dipper, way up there, so far away. And I looked up there and I wonder now whether we will make it somehow. Big Dipper, Little Dipper, way up there, so far away. And I look up there and I wonder now whether we will make it somehow. Big Dipper, Little Dipper, Big Dipper, Little Dipper, what does life have in store for me? Is it peace, tranquility, or will I have to find another way? Big Dipper, Little Dipper, Big Dipper, tell me someday. Big Dipper, Little Dipper, where are we going now? In a world that's constantly changing, in a world that's constantly changing. And I look up there and I wonder now whether we will find the answer now. Big Dipper, Little Dipper, Big Dipper, Little Dipper, Big Dipper, Little Dipper, what does life have in store for me? Is it peace and tranquility, or will I have to find another way? Big Dipper, Little Dipper, Big Dipper, tell me someday. Big Dipper, Little Dipper, where are we going now? In a world that's constantly changing, in a world that's constantly changing. And I look up there and I wonder now whether we will make it somehow.
We'll be recording your jingle in Studio B, Mr. Wild.
Is this singer a good...
He's the best, sir.
And is the song...
It'll be the best jingle ever for Wild Old.
Gee, I don't even know how it goes.
Well, it goes something like... Wild Oats in Libertyville, sing, sing, something, something. No pressure, no hype.
Sing.
Then something about a relaxed place in the country.
Good, very good.
Talk, more, sing. Then with a big finish, Wild Oats in Libertyville.
Fine.
Is that okay?
Let's do it.
Mac.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's record the Wild Oats jingle.
Fine.
Wild Oats jingle, take one.
Wild Oats in Libertyville, sing, sing, something, something. No pressure, no hypes, sing, sing. Relax, friendly place in the country. Talk. More sing. Big finish, Wild Oats in Libertyville.
Well, how do you like it?
It's just like you said.
Mac, that's a wrap.
Man knows how to sing, no doubt about it.
Isn't he good?
Henry was an accountant. He worked with a pencil in his hand. If you had something you needed figured out, then Henry the accountant was your man, Lord, Lord. Henry the accountant was your man.
I said, Henry the accountant was your man, Lord, Lord. Henry the accountant was your man. When Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a crayon and a little piece of paper. He said, 2 + 1 = 3, Lord, Lord. 2 + 1 = 3. He said, 2 + 1 = 3, Lord, Lord. 2 + 1 = 3. Now the man who bought the first calculator, he thought he was mighty fine. He walked up to Henry with a sneer on his lip. He said, your job is gonna be mine, Lord, Lord. Your job is gonna be mine. He said, your job is gonna be mine, Lord, Lord. Your job is gonna be mine. So Henry stood up and drew his weapon. He said, a man isn't anything but a man. We'll have ourselves a race, and I'll put you in your place, or I'll die with my pencil in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with my pencil in my hand. Or I'll die with my pencil in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with my pencil in my hand. So each man grabbed a 50-pound ledger, and Henry went to work with all his might. Though his hand was getting cramped and his shirt was getting damp, till he swore that he would not give up the fight, Lord, Lord. He swore that he would not give up the fight. Yes, he swore that he would not give up the fight, Lord, Lord. He swore that he would not give up the fight. And he died, Lord, Lord. He laid down his glasses and he died. I said he laid down his glasses and he died, Lord, Lord. He laid down his glasses and he died. So they buried Henry in the graveyard with his trusty pencil and his pad. And when their checks don't clear, they always shed a tear for the last human being who could ask. Lord, Lord, the last human being who could add. He was the last human being who could add, Lord, Lord, the last human being who could add.
If I ever get a job again, I will never be a snob again. I live within my means, carry a dollar in my jeans. If I ever get a job again, if I ever get a break again, brother, what I'll do to steak again. No turning out the light, bidding my appetite goodnight. If I ever get a break again, I'll get 2 rooms and a kitchenette, furnished comfortably. With 2 rooms and a kitchenette, I'll get a sweet somebody to move in with me. If I ever get a job again, I know that 2 hearts will throb again. She told me with her eyes we'll be rehearsing lullabies. If I ever get a job again. Thank you. If I ever get a job again, I will never be a snob again. I'm through with stocks and bonds, I'd rather spend it all on blondes. If I ever get a job again, if I ever get my pay again, I'll save it for a rainy day again. But let me tell you, bud, I'm gonna save up for a flood. If I ever get my pay again, I'll get two suits and an overcoat. Like a millionaire, just two suits and an overcoat. And then when things get better, I'll buy underwear. If I ever get a job again, with my old friends I'll hobnob again. What great fun it will be, saying just have one more on me. If I ever get a job again.
Okay, and as another bit slap sinks slowly into the distance, we tell you all about what you've heard in order to make sense of it all. Started that last set with Widescreen Mama from Stan Freberg, and I will hereby invite you not to get me started about Stan, because I will just go on and on and on. Following that, the Strawberry Zots. That's right, the Strawberry Zots. And hey, Jill, they're from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this is from an album of theirs called Cars, Flowers, and Telephones. They're currently working today, and you can look up their amazingly annoying website. Find it yourself. I didn't even write it down. It was so annoying. After that, the Nation of Assholes from our old pal Anonymous. Does a lot of work, Anonymous does. Couldn't find anything else about that. Cliff Arquette after that as Charlie Weaver. These Are My People. That's right, the Nation of Assholes, our people. Of course, Cliff is Rosanna Arquette's and David and Patricia's granddaddy as well. Died in 1974 at the age of 68. I don't want to say it was his crowning achievement, but he played Mrs. Butterworth, the syrup bottle, on TV in commercials, mustache and all. Following that, American Moon from the Bobby Dimple Lunar Ladies Chorus by Bob Crewe, and it's on his label. It's part of something called the Heart Delight Follies of 1969. Abner J, after that, Man Walked on the Moon. Abner billed himself as the last surviving Southern Black minstrel. A one-man band who stopped surviving back in 1993. Big Dipper, Little Dipper from Zeb Scott. Some guy from New Jersey, that's all I could find out about him. After that, a commercial from Dick and Bert. Dick and Bert is Dick Orkin and Bert Burtis, a couple of advertising guys that did many, many cool commercials, notably for Time Magazine. And if you hear them today, you can find them doing commercials for something called NewYorkHelpWanted.com. I swear that's them. Henry the Accountant after that, Paul Kaplan. Paul was an old-time folkie and a long-time contributor to Broadside and Fast Folk magazines. That was from his first album called On Life on This Planet. And then we heard from Dick Robertson, If I Ever Get a Job Today. How current is that, I ask you? All right. Okay, so that's it for this week. We will be back next week with more surprises for you, including the next track. I'm never going to tell you what my last track is. I decided that you need something to look forward to, and you need some sort of mystery to get you through the week. So enjoy it while you can, and I'll see you next week. Okay? Okay, make a date. Bye.
I wonder how many of us in these troubled times ever take time out from our busy work days to ask the question, what is a frame? Well, frames are found in the strangest places. In your cryle, on the phone, from the Firth of Forth to the Straits of Magellan, in cesspools, in filter tips, near your bird, playing on your heartstrings. Afreem likes Trade School, Turnip Greens, Ace Brigade, Chicken Wire, Salami, Goo Goo Dolls, Mrs. Sterling, Birdseed Pudding, and other Freems. Afreem hates Cubila, Clarinet Reeds, Fricassee of Beaks and Claws, Turkey Wattles, Protozoa, Anthracite, Income Taxes, or Pain of Headache, Neuritis, Neuralgia. Nothing else can come home so frail, crove up the dell of a good Bertrand so often, or lose so many file saws. Afreem is dignity with a stall in its fame, bronchitis with a frog in its throat, and stupidity with a bone in its mouth. What is Afreem made of? Well, it takes the strength of a lion, the wool of a lamb, the back of your hand, the night of the hunter, the top of the mark, the last of the Mohicans, and the hair of the dog. There are several ways to get Afreem: advertise in the paper, jump in the lake, blues in the night, or punch in the mouth. Mothers-in-law don't particularly stale for Freems. Traffic cops grab them, little boys eat them, and Bennett Cerf lifts them. But, you know, when you get home in the afternoon after a long, tiring day's work, when you're tired and weary and worn and sick and miserable and dirty and crummy and shaking and nervous and frightened and panicky and drunk and raggedy and rotten and staggering and reeling and rolling in the gutter. Oh, when you come home and sit down in your easy chair and that little Freem jumps up on the bridge of your nose and sits there and stares at you, why, I tell you, friends, it just kind of makes life worthwhile to hear those three little words: you're under arrest. And when the sun goes down and the tide goes out, and the people gather round and they all begin to shout, hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your Freem on the Mississippi mud. Yes, if you can keep your Freem when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can ask yourself what kind of a day has it been, then you'll know that a boom is only a ding-dong, but a good cigar is a Freem.